sleeping and working at the same time. Nope, that's not science fiction anymore. In this video, I'll show you exactly how I prepare overnight tasks for my AI agents. The big idea is simple. AI should work overnight while you are sleeping. So let's go step by step what exactly you need to do in order to get good results in the morning. So I'm going to give one complex task to AI with my 8BitCN library that you can see right here. We want to add support for Base UI. Currently, it's supporting only Radix UI, so basically it needs to go through every component and add Base UI support. And throughout this video, I'm going to show you my entire AI workflow and give you many small AI tips. So if you like that kind of content, make sure to subscribe and to like this video. So let's start. First thing I'm going to do is to create a proper plan. And for that, I'm using Codex GPT 5.5 Extra High to be precise. And this one is definitely giving the best results. And it has the biggest number of brain cells, to say it like that. Now I need to create my prompt, and I'm going to do it using speech to text. This is your AI tip number one. Instead of typing in your prompt, use speech to text because it's much faster and you're saying much more, so AI understands you better. So I'm using Handy, which is a completely free and open source tool, and you can just download it on any platform and it just works. So we need to now say our prompt, and I'm going to say, I want to rewrite my whole 8BitCN library to support Base UI. And it's probably, yeah, it's going to make mistakes in some like technical terms, but it's like it's made a mistake only on 8BitCN. And now we want to say, currently 8BitCN is supporting only Radix UI, but we want to support both libraries. So here again, ABCN, I'm going to rename it to 8BitCN, and here it's RedX instead of Radix. So we want to put it like this, Radix UI, but we want to support both libraries. And try to give as much details as you can to your AI, and speech to text really helps with that one. So I'm going to say, it should work with the shared CN registry, so we should be able to choose between Radix and Base UI when we are importing our components. And now it's probably going to make, yeah, here ShedCN. ShedCN, it always makes a mistake with ShedCN. So we should be able to choose between Radix and Base UI when we are importing our components. This is enough for now. I just wanted to show you how am I creating my prompts. And final thing that is very important, write this whole plan in my Obsidian notes. So I'm writing all my plans into my Obsidian notes. You can use any notes you like. The important thing here is that AI can access your notes, so it can write into it, read from it, learn from other notes about your project. So this is really important. And now we are just going to hit enter. So I'm now going to just accelerate so you are not watching how my AI is thinking. It is done. We can see that it created 8BitCN Base UI migration plan. And if we go to my Obsidian notes, we can see that plan right here. It is really big and really detailed. It has all the components and everything listed inside of this plan. But this is not enough, because in my prompt, I was probably not thinking about some small things. So what are we going to do? We are going to use now Grill Me Skill from Matt Pocock on this plan. If you don't know about that one, it is really awesome. I'm going to leave you all the resources in the description below so you can check them out. So I'm going to say here, just use Grill Me Skill on this plan. Just like that, it is going to use Grill Me Skill, and it is going to shoot me with questions that I probably didn't think of while I was creating this plan. So we can see now that it is going to use Grill Me Skill and treat the Obsidian plan as the artifact under pressure. So I'm going to read its workflow, and it's going to shoot me questions. We can see now here, question number one, when you say choose between Radix and Base UI, so it is already a little bit like hard to answer to this question. So one tip is to say like, ask me questions in A, B, C, just like this. So it is going to give me like A, B, C answers, and I'm just going to say A or B or C, and it is much easier to answer like that. So we have here a question: how should users choose Radix versus Base UI? A is install time namespace choice, and that one is recommended. So instead of 8BCM button, we can say 8BCM base button. Then provider specific import paths, we can see here different import paths. So I'm just going to say A. And now it is going to ask me question number two. And this one can get like, this is the thinking process, and you should go through every question, believe me, because this is really important. So what should 8BCM button mean after base UI support launches? So keep 8BCM as Radix for backwards compatibility, and here switch 8BCM to base UI in version 2, or so this is basically what is our default. And basically here, you're just going to answer A, A, B, B, C, C, etc. And it can get like over, I answered once over 80 questions for one plan. So make sure you answer to all these questions. This is really important. And I'm not going to show you any more of these questions. I'm going to answer now to all of them. And then we're going to see how different is our plan. Okay, so I had 29 questions in total. And the last question is update the Obsidian plan. So now I'm just going to say again A to update it, and we are going to get here totally another dimension of a plan inside of our notes. And our plan is completely changed now. It is much, much bigger than before. And usually now I'm checking if there are some phases inside of this plan. And we can see here phase 0, phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, etc. And if we don't have phases, I would use the cut it skill. And that one was created by me, actually, because I find that when we have phases, we can much easier give it to multiple agents so they can work on different phases. But now we have the phases, so I don't have to use it. I'm anyway going to put below the cut it skill as well, so you can try it out. And now we are basically ready to give this AI to our agent to work on. But we have one more thing before we do that. So because this is basically a UI task, we are changing UI components, GPT is not a good fit to work on this one, because we all know that GPT is really bad with working with UI stuff. So this is basically a perfect task for Claude, for Opus 4.8. And that's the reason why I basically and created this kind of task. So what are we going to do now? We need to use another skill, and it's again from Matt Pocock, and that one is called handoff. So I'm going to say handoff this entire plan. So just use handoff skill. And it's going to create a handoff for completely new agent. And it's going to feed it with that juicy context that we have from this plan right here. And we want all that context just to transfer it to completely new agent who doesn't know anything about 8BCM or anything about our new task or this plan. We cannot just give it the plan. We need to give entire context together with this plan. So now it is doing the handoff skill. It says to save the document, the temporary directory. So we need just that complete handoff to copy and paste it to our agent. And now it is creating that one. We can see 8BCM base UI handoff, and the handoff is written just in some temporary directory, and we are going to take it and just give it to Opus 4.8 in our case right here. So here it is. It created the base UI handoff. We can open a preview. We can see the handoff right here, and we are just going to take this entire handoff and copy paste it to Claude Code. So you can use Claude Code, you can use like anything, like you can use Cursor, for example. It really depends on your stack and what are you actually using. You have GPT and Opus both in Cursor, so Cursor is totally fine. And here now I'm just going to give this handoff and context and everything to Opus right here. First, I'll change here to 8BCM because we are inside of that project, and I'm going to say, I'm going to give you the handoff, but don't do anything just yet until I tell you. So now we have that one, and I'm just going to say hand off and paste the entire thing right here. So now it is going to think a little bit about that handoff and everything. Currently, this is not important now which model you're using currently. I'm here using Extra Opus 4.8 Fast, and we are going to change that one when we instruct it to start to work. So we can see now here, handoff absorbed. I'm holding here and won't touch anything until you tell me to. So we have a goal to rewrite ABCN to support both Radix UI and Base UI, which is good. We have all the juicy details, namespaces, source of truth, boundaries, scope, key artifact, everything that we need. So now we are actually ready to give it a goal to do overnight. So now I'm going to here change from fast mode to normal mode because we don't want to burn additional tokens. This one is working overnight anyway. I'm going to choose Opus 4.8 and here I'm going to put effort to extra. I found that to be a sweet spot for overnight tasks. If it was something really complicated, then I would put maybe to max, but this one is not that complicated, so extra is more than enough. And I'm just going to type in goal and I'm going to say finish this entire plan and in the end create a PR when you are finished. And that's it. I'm just going to click here to press enter and it is going to start working on this entire plan. So that's how I'm using my plans to work overnight. But what is important, this task would probably be finished in 1 hour. So this is not enough for entire night. So how am I making it to work on multiple projects and maybe on multiple tasks on the same project? I would create, for example, 4 plans. I did it the last night, actually. So I would create 4 plans. And here we can see, for example, in Codex, we have this 1 plan. And I would create a plan how to execute all the plans. So plan to execute 4 plans. And then I would do a handoff of all those plans to other agent, or I would keep it in Codex if it's something backend related. And then I would put a goal to execute all 4 plans in 1 plan. And then you just put in here goal and that's it. And it's going to work overnight and it's going to finish everything. And try this one out. You'll see you'll have amazing results. I really hope that you enjoyed in this video and that you learned something. If you need anything, just ask me in the comments. I'm always reading the comments and I'm always answering to them, which is really rare, I would say, these days. And for more content like this, join the Mighty Horde. Subscribe.